every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 2 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with college football, and quite a game with Northwestern and Pittsburgh in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. They're in the second quarter, Northwestern leading at 7-3. Pittsburgh scored 3 points early on a field goal. Then it looked like they went into the end zone, but the referee ruled that the ball carrier was down before he got into the end zone. Northwestern eventually held on a fourth and goal. Then they went 99 yards. Justin Jackson capping it off with an 8-yard run. He's over 100 yards already, and now Northwestern is on the move again after they stopped Pittsburgh on the ensuing drive at the goal line. So again, Northwestern leads at 7-3 that game in the second quarter. Pro football veteran wide receiver Steve Smith at a tearful press conference today said he's 89% sure that Sunday's game will be the last of his great career. Just imagine the extra tears if he was 100% sure, but it's likely he is done after 16 years in the league, over 1,000 catches and over 14,000 yards. As for the Bears, their season finale is Sunday up in Minnesota, and here's Jarrell Freeman saying he will try and motivate the younger players to finish the season strong.
Just help them understand everybody has a job to do, and like I said before, if you're not going to do it, they'll bring somebody else in that will. So you got to have that attitude and go out there and go to work and make sure you're doing everything you need to do to prepare and try to put your best foot forward when you go out on the field.
In pro basketball, it's the Bulls and Brooklyn over at the United Center tonight. And college buckets, will have the DePaul game against number one Villanova right after today's show at 5:30. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends with hundreds of doctors in office locations. There's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
That is indeed Hall & Oates.
Yeah, ask Brian Williams how it goes when you make stuff
and
up.
And somebody actually texted us at 670-11, message data rates apply, and said, well, you know, what about Brian Williams? I said, well, exactly. He lost the number one job that you're looking. If you are a news anchor and that's your thing, man, to get like the NBC, CBS nightly news, that's the job. That is the top job you can get. And guess what? He lost it.
There, man, I love when the crazy people come out, usually from the 815. I love this is really fun, man. This is the 630 says, I disagree. Media personnel makes things up all the time. Election polls always have Democrats ahead because the American media is controlled by liberals, mostly Jews, who want people to think voting is a waste of time. This is 815.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry. I meant to email that to you.
Just handwrite it.
I apologize for that. That was not meant for the air.
Next time, just handwrite it and walk it in.
You have his
cell
number.
Yeah.
Why don't you just text him? You text him directly.
And by the way, I said Big Cat Williams is coming up. I misread the thing. He's at 3. So.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed to.
You know what? That's Chris? You. You're making stuff up.
What?
I'm not allowed to text him directly anymore.
Why?
The show's over.
Oh, well, you're still working it.
It doesn't matter. He said, cut off all communication with me, please.
He's only allowed to text me craft beer recommendations.
That's yeah, it. You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, how good is that stuff, man? I took one sip of that and I said, this is going to be...
The blueberry one?
Oh my God, is that good.
Did you like the Dogfish Head too?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, is a Dogfish Head blueberry? Because I have had that.
No.
I'm not a craft beer guy at all, but I've had that one, and I liked it.
Because, you know, Maddie's Mr. Craft Beer now.
Yeah, I'm not.
And these sour ales... It's the Two Brothers.
It's their sour ale. They have a blueberry version, which I knew he would love. Then gave him a Dogfish Head. It's called Sea Quencher.
It's
and
good.
It's a sour ale made with lime peel, black limes, and sea salt.
Yeah, the Two Brothers one is called In the Flesh, and it's phenomenal. I told him, I said, this is the kind of thing I'm going to be sneaking into my kids' baseball games. Because, you know, every once in a while, you know, that's like the greatest thing in the world when you're at one of these tournaments and it's 90 degrees and you've been standing out there all day and it's like the last game and there's some team from Aurora that's beating you like 14-2 and the kids are wilting and they just want to get back to the hotel and swim. And then somebody kind of elbows you. It's like, hey, what's your, you know, and there's like a red Solo cup. I'm like, what's that? Just take it. Oh, we're not supposed to have these here. So maybe once, maybe I can be that dad once this year.
Just an understanding amongst all dads. This is awful, isn't it?
here's some booze.
Well, the moms, you got to worry. And that's like, man, the hockey arenas that sell beer. you get some people and some of the hockey parents get a couple in them. I know it's a moneymaker for a lot of these rinks, but that is a volatile mix. The idea of
you've seen the
hockey parents and a little bit of alcohol.
There's
good
a great
luck to you.
It's a Vine maybe from last year or the year before. And that, you know, they're all like 7 seconds, so you don't really get a full story, which is kind of why a lot of them are funny. It is a youth hockey game and a dad is on the glass and he's watching the play and he's banging on the glass for some reason and the glass shatters.
Right.
And all you hear in the background is some guy go, way to go, Paul. So, way to go, Paul. So,
That's great.
It reminds me of a time when I was, how old were you when you're doing Cub Scouts? So like 9, 8,
right?
Something like that. And we had the Pinewood Derby.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
And that's where people make a little car out of pine.
Yes, yes. So you roll it down this track, and then, I don't know, you win stuff.
Right.
And one of my friend's dads, he lost, he was a friend of mine, and the dad thought he did not lose, and so he started yelling, and, you know, we're in this enclosed space. And there were a lot
of
people.
Is it like in somebody's
there.
Garage or something?
No, it was
like
in
a school?
The school cafeteria.
Oh, okay, right.
A grade school cafeteria. Right. And so he was yelling about this, and he wound up like stomping all over the track, okay, where the cars are rolling. Uh-huh. And I just remember, like, I remember this to this day. Somebody going, get off the track, Max.
Way to go, Paul.
Way to go, Paul. It's just so suburban, you know? Like, way to go.
The text from the 815 says, people make stuff up all the time as reporters. YOUR, all crooks out to get John Fox. Everyone knows that. Yeah, everybody's out to get him. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about the Jewish people, though?
Oh, yes.
It's the
Jewish
Jews.
Media liberal conspiracy out to skew the polling results. They're also making the Bears bad. they keep changing the scoreboard.
Way to go, Bernstein.
Speaking of vines, and I'm glad you mentioned that. And Vine is going away, right? There's going to be some other mechanism for short videos. There is one right now of Stan Van Gundy that inspired me to write like 800 words about Stan Van Gundy. And it partially gets back to the coaches and reporters. And I don't know if you read, there was a really good Rick Morrissey column in the Sun-Times about where sports is trending regarding the access and relationships and the larger picture of someone. I thought Rick did a really good job, and somebody finally kind of threaded the needle on that. This idea of, oh, you go to games or you can have all this access at games. And you really don't have much more access at games than you do watching on your TV now. No, you used to. There's all kinds of ways to find people and talk to people. And now everything's walled off. Even a post-game press conference is 7 questions. They shut it down. They leave.
Mm-hmm.
People who cover the Bears at Halas Hall might get a practice squad player that's sitting there in quote-unquote open locker room where the stars are, I need treatment. I got to watch film. And they're not there.
And technically, they have to be there. They're supposed to. That's what the league wants them to do, but they don't do it right.
Nobody punishes them. And how hard it is to get a coach to let his guard down, especially an NFL coach. They don't give you anything. They don't want to give you anything. They don't have to give you anything. Everything is based on just scrapping to find out stuff. It's not the day-to-day, quote-unquote, access. Or being in the press box. Sometimes the guy on his couch is going to have a better angle on things than you there with your binoculars. And after the game, what are you going to find out? You're going to hear the same stuff. The cameras are all there, and you're watching into the post game at home. You see the reporters' microphones, and you're hearing exactly the same thing, and that's all that's said, and nobody gets anything. But here was Stan Van Gundy, whom I have always adored. And I've mentioned this before, that if somebody wants to get me a Hanukkah present, if there is a stuffed animal Stan Van Gundy, I want it.
Somebody will make one for you.
Just a little cuddly Stan Van Gundy. You know, the glasses.
The Vermont teddy bear.
Yeah, we'll just like the glasses down on the end of his nose, and you know, maybe like a lasagna stain on his shirt. There's just something about him I find adorable and endearing. But it's 7 seconds, and it's a play from last, I'm going to say, Friday's game where the Pistons played Golden State. And it's everything I know about coachy coaches. And he's a coachy coach without being a penis about it.
Right.
It's just kind of
like a lot of football coaches.
And I've got a sort of a connection, I think, to the whole Van Gundy thing because of Brockport State or SUNY Brockport, where both Van Gundys played and the father, Bill, was a coach. The longtime coach, I believe the winningest head coach before Bill Van Gundy, was a guy named Mauro Panaggio. I believe is in his late 80s. I think Morris is still doing okay. And he was the winningest coach in Continental Basketball Association history. You know, and he and his sons all went to Brockport State too. And I learned more about basketball. And to this day, almost the basic fundamental knowledge that I have of basketball comes from two guys. It comes from Monty Tau, who was the former NC State point guard and Denver Nuggets point guard and longtime Florida and NC State assistant, who I believe is still on a bench somewhere and will be in, you know, forever. From Monty, who gave me my first job, and from Mauro, and where I worked the 3 years there, because he didn't have an assistant coach after a while, and you kind of took on all these jobs. And part of, you know, how many timeouts do I have? Like, I'm on the air. and all the
game here.
And all the meals, all the shoot-arounds. That's how you learn the game. And he had this connection. And when I see Stan Van Gundy and how when he stomps his foot and all that, it reminds me of Mauro in an endearing way, even more than Mauro's kids, and his son Dan, who also coached forever. But so here's the video is a play developing in the Pistons' defensive end. Okay? The Warriors have the ball. And Draymond Green is at the top of the key. There's essentially a passive double screen that's set right around, just above the foul line, standing right next to each other. And you can see what Steph Curry is doing. Steph Curry is going to do what is called a brush block, where it looks like he's sort of squirting out to shooting position, which he is, but the way that's coached is you're not stopping to set a hard screen, But on your way, if you just happen to get a piece of somebody,
bump, right.
Yeah, you give a little bump on you. If you happen to brush somebody that and slow somebody up, that's okay too. All right. The ball goes to the wing right in front of Van Gundy to Clay Thompson. Clay Thompson is standing right in front of him. And you've got to find, if you do a search on Twitter, and it's in my timeline, I believe, but the search entry just says something like, watch Stan Van Gundy, it'll pop right up. And Van Gundy realizes exactly what's going on. And you see him pointing at Andre Drummond. It's like, you're getting back screen! Like, go! And he sees that Draymond Green is getting ready to make that back cut, and he's going crazy. And he's just trying to control it somehow. He's yelling, 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 pointing. This is all in 7 seconds, mind you. And you got to watch it multiple times. You just keep your eyes on him. And, of course, Curry comes up. Green goes down around the half a screen. Klay Thompson throws. There's nobody within 10 feet of him as he dunks it, right? And Drummond's like, whoa. And Van Gundy's response, he's imploring the vengeful basketball gods. You know, the look on his face.
Stomping around.
Right, just the stomp. He stomps his foot, he drags his foot, he's screaming, and he looks at the bench, but he's not really screaming at the bench. He's not really talking to him. And it was just, to me, the essence of basketball coaching. The essence of like the Sisyphean, no matter what you do, the best laid plans. And he's just, and the comments that Van Gundy made after the Bulls game, after his team was bad and they held a players only meeting and they got waxed by 30 points and were never in it. It was a team meeting, my ass. I didn't want to hear any bit of it. My ass, dude. None of that matters. None of that crap matters. All of it. And just like, yeah, dude. And the problem is everybody's turning into Belichick.
Everybody's, yeah, just all mute. Don't want to tell you anything.
No, they're afraid to have an opinion. They're afraid to tell you anything. And that's only part of it, too, is that if you look at how Van Gundy became an NBA coach, that's not going to happen again. It's just not. That he was just kind of a small college schlub who, you know, made enough friends, and he wasn't even that good a small college coach. He was good in his first stop. He was meh, like around 500 in his second stop. And then
get to be an assistant.
He went to Wisconsin. He got a little chance at Wisconsin. Then they moved him out of the way. And he ends up on Pat Riley's bench in Miami and was there and just was kind of there. And then Riley abdicated and said, okay, here you go, Stan, run the Heat. And then just when he realized it was time to maybe win a title, he came back and shoved or stand out of the way, and Riley took it over again and won the title. But I just don't see another assistant, another guy like that working his way into the league quite like that.
Isn't there somebody who's was a video coordinator that has started to work their way that direction? You know, like a team's video coordinator?
Well, there are guys who can, within a single team, especially with what's happening with analytics.
Right.
Yes. I think there's no question that somebody who can work their way up in an NBA franchise, but I don't think going that route. I don't think the route of being a not even accomplished small college coach and then sort of accidenting your way into this NBA position and then a team is handed to you because the other coach leaves and goes back upstairs and just says, here, take it. I don't see it happening. How hard is it? Must have been a bad piece of glass, right?
Or maybe he had like a ring. If you have a ring on your hand, could you hit it in the right spot? I don't know.
It shouldn't. I've seen people.
I've never worn a ring, so I don't know.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. Although I did realize it took
way
me,
to go, Paul.
It took me years to realize when we had a dog that if I would pat the dog on the head.
You were hurting his head?
Yes. Yeah. My wife said, you know, it probably hurts when you're smacking the dog with the ring.
It's because you have no regard for other beings.
I just hadn't thought about it, really. Like, you're probably right. I should probably use my right hand.
Way to go, Paul. I wish there was video of get off the track, Max.
Get the wheels off the fire! Way to go, Paul.
What is the other woman yelling? Get the wheels
on the board or something?
Get the wheels on the bus.
The wheels on the bus.
I think the hockey team was falling off the track a little bit.
Oh, I see. So metaphorically, you're yelling at the coach.
Oh. Okay. Things. Yeah, they can hear you.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Paul.
Well, I know the coaches can hear you. We had one parent that was always very vocal. And, you know, well, change him up. Yeah. So, and then the next year he became the assistant coach. So, very first game, I mean, we all just went, change him up. It's like right after.
Did he look at you?
Yeah, right after the puck dropped. Like, immediately after the puck dropped, we all, change him. They're tired. That was really fun. And everybody got the joke.
Youth coaches.
Yeah.
I don't think they're Scott Bowman.
Yeah. You know. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Dan Bernstein. Oh. This is WSCR The Score.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout. The Cubs have done it.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Remember a few years ago when collectively everybody was quick to forecast doom for the remaining members of the Big East Conference? Well, let's face it, defections from generational powers like Syracuse and UConn were certainly a blow, but the conference has recovered, and then some, led by defending champ Villanova, who with the slowest seniors is once again poised to roll right through the regular season. But it's not just about the Cats, it's about Creighton and Butler and Xavier, all ranked at the top 17. What are the keys moving forward? Getting St. John's and DePaul up and running once again. If the Big East ever gets the vintage Johnny's team in New York and the Blue Demons handle a business in the Windy City, combined with a strong imprint in Middle America, the current rankings could prove to be a yearly occurrence. Put it this way, it doesn't have the luster of, say, the ACC, not anymore. But if you know college hoop, you know the Big East, still legit. I'm BT.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week's most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number 3.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number 1 song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy
to meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me
and change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS
this Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Battery
the Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Burstein and Chris Ranji with you.
Paul is very strong.
Yes, Paul, very strong.
Very strong.
Strong
man.
Like bull. A lot of topics so far that we've discussed. We're going to have some guests a little bit later on. We're only here until 5:30 today because of DePaul basketball, so you have to listen harder. You have to actually sort of pull all.
And you have to pay attention.
It's top-ranked Villanova, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's DePaul and Villanova. Maybe they can get that huge upset win that changes the course of their season. Or... perhaps not. A note here from Bill on Capitol Hill, who says, from day one, John Fox has made clear that he is the Gruppenführer of Lake Forest, and truth only emanates from his own chubby flanks. By his constant evasiveness, not to say hostility, he has put a premium on information. He has given every incentive to his own enemies to destabilize him, by selective leaking. His damn fault. The Bears and John Fox have no one to blame but themselves. And Bill says, whenever I'm breaking in a new flack, I tell him, you want to be my first call, not my last. Fox has chosen the latter. Now it's just fun to watch the lesson get instilled. Yeah, you bring it on yourself when you don't have that kind of openness. And Fox is, believe it or not, the only thing John Fox has been really open about was his lack of desire to be open. It was the one moment he let his guard down. And if you go back and listen to the interview we did with him when Olin Krutz and I were hosting in Bourbonnais, you know, just off the air, he was, you know, I kind of asked him, I said, what's going on with the press conferences? Like, I don't want to tell you anything.
Well, he's being very, not stupid. He's clearly being very cautious with what he says because he doesn't want to wind up in a position where people are parsing his words and trying to, well, what does that mean? And can you believe he said this? He's trying not to get in trouble. I don't mind that so much, I guess. I get it. I understand that. And I understand not wanting in-house stuff to get out too early. But that's what reporters do. They're going to find out. And when it happens, you can be upset. And I understand getting upset because I guess I would be too if I was in that position. But what I have an issue is when it comes to game stuff, when it comes to game planning, when it comes to how the team is performing or how individuals are performing, there is nothing that you can say that's going to make it worse for you. If you're honest, so what? Say, well, yeah, we ran this play. We were supposed to have safety help on this play. It didn't happen. What's the big deal?
You're saying it in your own film room.
Right. I mean, what?
And everybody's got the all-22s. Everybody can see it. Other scouts know it. The other team's pro scouts know it. The advanced scouts know it.
And not everybody's seeking out the all-22 on their own, but football fans are. And you know, people that have the NFL package and NFL.com, and they want to watch it like that can. Mm-hmm. So those people know. And that's a lot of your fan base. So I don't understand, and this goes for any football coach, it's not just him. There really isn't anything wrong with just being clear and educating people. Because the more that you are open about what your game plan was, here's what we tried to do, here's what happened on this play, okay, we had a little bit of a breakdown, this guy was not where he was supposed to be, that's okay.
Beyond that. There's relationship building that can exist, too, and it's something that Rick Morrissey hinted at in his column, too. More after an update.
Scoreboard update.
It is 2:30 a.m. from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Speaking of Northwestern, they're playing college football right now. Late first half, the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium in New York. Good game. Northwestern leading Pittsburgh 14-10. Justin Jackson having a game himself. He's got a couple of touchdown runs from 8 and 16 yards out. He's got 151 yards so far on the ground. Meanwhile, in pro basketball, the Bulls play host to the Brooklyn Nets later this evening at the UC. This will be the Bulls' fifth game in 7 days. And Jimmy Butler says, hey, it's all part of the gig.
This is the way that the league goes. Back-to-backs, 4-5, 3-4, whatever it may be. That's our job. That's what's asked of us. So we have to come out, play to the best of our abilities, bring the energy, and compete every single night. This is the life that we all asked for when we were little. And it's among us, so we got to come out and do what we're supposed to do.
In pro football, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, Leonard Floyd, Tracy Porter, and Deion Bush all held out of the Bears' practice today. Meanwhile, veteran wide receiver Steve Smith says Sunday's game will likely be his last in the NFL, and San Diego veteran tight end Antonio Gates says he's leaning on returning next season. And in college basketball, it'll be DePaul against number one Villanova. We'll have the game right after this show coming up at 5:30 this afternoon. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's double stack tacos come in with flavored combinations like cool habanero, spicy sweet, and nacho crunch. You can choose not to choose for only $1. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Dan Bernstein, Chris Ronji with you. 312-644-6767 is the number you want to jump in. We've talked about a bunch of stuff, but there's a common thread to some of what we're discussing here. And based on all of the nebulousness at Halas Hall, all the difficulty in discussing what might happen and all the reporting that's been done and everything that we've been hearing, whether it's friction between Fox and Fangio or the news of the consultant being hired, the stuff that Mike Freeman had written, and he's still hearing that John Fox is out, and the stuff that that those of us on our own who have talked to people saying, yeah, that there's a lot of stuff on the table right here. They are soliciting some other opinions about how to run their franchise. And when you listen to the way John Fox talks, he doesn't sound like he thinks he's all that safe. Steve Rosenblum in the Tribune made reference also to Mike Mulligan's news about Fangio in his piece today about the last couple games being supportive of Fox. If he were to decide, yeah, the defense is trending in the wrong direction, I'm going to let Vic Fangio go. And also the stuff about Stan Van Gundy and why he's so refreshing, and this idea of just sort of letting people in and being a real human being and what it does. There's some political value. And I'm not saying active glad-handing and just sort of gratuitous, but when you make yourself a real person as an NFL coach, as an NBA coach, it naturally changes the way that you're covered, and it doesn't take much. Every once in a while, walk into the press room of the practice facility and just sit around with people. And I used to love it because, first of all, you're going to make people smarter. You're going to help educate a lot of reporters and help them understand things. That way, when you want to plead your case, maybe you've got another, hey, remember that time I showed you that thing about that play we ran? That's what happened.
And you know what that does? Mm-hmm. That combats the thing that a lot of them get upset about. You don't know. Why am I talking to you? You don't know. Okay, well then help us understand. What don't we know? And I think they believe, well, a lot of them believe, there's going to be some sort of competitive disadvantage that happens for them. But there isn't.
I'll tell you one of the coolest things. When on the beat as a young guy, on the Bears beat, on the Bulls beat, and flying with them through championship runs, you develop some relationships with some people. And My understanding of basketball was much more advanced than my understanding of professional football when I first got the job as a reporter. That's what I did. Basketball and baseball were my things. I was working with minor league teams. I was there every day. I was in the dugouts. I was on the field. I had an innate understanding, having just really finished playing college baseball. And basketball, You lived it. You were immersed in it. It's every day you woke up and you went to shoot around and you have to monitor the waiver wire to see who was getting released by a team in the Philippines so you could call the agent. And I mean, that's just what you did. But football was the speed and complexity of the NFL game was such that, you know, it takes time to understand some things. And you learn by trial and error and you ask questions. And players, well, sometimes if you knew a player was good at explaining something to you, they would if they had time, back when they were available. And I remember the Bears lost to the Packers. It was an awful loss, and it was Steve Stenstrom was in, and Reggie White just kept, at the end of the game, sacking like three times in a row and just started jumping around on his neck, and it was brutal. And one of those Lambeau days. And after the game, you can imagine what it was like in the locker room. And all the assistants were available. They were all standing there answering questions, and Tony Wise was the Bears' offensive line coach. And I asked him, I said, when one sack occurs as it did on that side of the line, was there anything that's then done that can make the second and third sack more likely? Is there an adjustment or is there something that happens there? When three in a row happen, does one have anything to do with the other?
Right. Fair question.
Right. And he said, well, that's the kind of question that somebody who knows nothing about football would ask. And that just shows that nobody, that you don't know the game, and that's not something, if you knew the game, you'd never ask that. So I smiled. I said, okay. And just, you know, I'm too busy, moved on to the next thing, no big deal. And in a testament to just his character as a guy, that the next week, I don't even know if it was Monday, it might have even been Wednesday, that he came out. After a practice, we're on the field, and he came out and said, do you have a second? And he pulled me aside, and he said, I really want to apologize for my behavior after the game. He said, I was unhappy and angry and had no business trying to embarrass you like that. And I said, no worries. That's just, that's part of the job. I don't care. I got a thick skin. That's fine. But then he said, here's what happens. If we're and then he said, look, if we're trying to move some help over to that side, they're discussing this protection. I got a rookie in over here who we're at Lambeau. It's loud. If he doesn't hear the call, of course, the defensive coordinator is going to see something. They're going to load up on this kid again. He said there are things that happen play to play where there's just only so much you can do from the sideline. And then he's showing me, because this is where the protection's supposed to slide. If the quarterback says this, there's a sight adjustment, and sometimes the sight is so, and like, okay, you know what? Great. I just learned a ton. And that informed all sorts of stuff about understanding what I see the next time. And coaches can do that.
And I think some do, but it seems like more don't than do.
Or baseball more, managers do.
Yeah, well, they've got all kinds of
exactly,
time, though, to
exactly.
Do it.
You can, and baseball managers, they might not tell you everything they're thinking all the time, but Madden's like this. Ozzy used to be like this. They have nothing but time. All they're doing is scratching themselves and spitting. And if you walk up around a batting cage, and if a hitting coach has a couple moments, and you ask him about a hand position, you ask him about what you're seeing when a pitcher's front foot lands in a certain place, telling you stuff.
Well, I guess, okay, I'll use this as an example. The Rodgers to Jordy Nelson play.
Okay.
And I think the question was asked to him, and I don't recall his response. I'm pretty sure we have it. But the question was, you know, was there supposed to be help there? And it sounded like he didn't want to throw LeBlanc under the bus. But it doesn't have any, to me, any real negative impact if you were to say, yes, here's what was supposed to happen. This guy wasn't where he should have been. We told him.
He
understands
it.
Now. He's young. He's 22. He's learning.
Yep.
So
yep.
Next time that won't happen again. And I don't recall exactly how he answered it, but my thought was, why can't he just answer a straight question?
And also, the more you know, the more fair you can be to everybody involved.
Correct. And it doesn't, I think he's trying to, he doesn't want it to sound to LeBlanc, for example, that he doesn't think much of his play. And he doesn't want it to be public that he screwed up.
Right.
But everybody can see that somebody screwed up. So why not tell us what exactly happened, what you're doing to fix it, and next time it won't happen again. I think that goes a long way toward people not being as upset with the product. I mean, still they're going to be, because three win teams are going to, you know,
especially
when you're
the same guy.
But here's
the same guy who says it's all about performance. It's all about performance. Okay, well then if you this is all we have to judge
look,
you then. The performance sucks.
If you want to be Bill Belichick and you don't want to tell me anything, fine. You know why? Because you're going to the playoffs every year.
We're in that type of coverage, and it offered a lot of help to some of the players. It didn't offer enough help to Cravon. And they got behind him. It was a great throw and catch. And obviously, if anybody's at fault there, it's me. So, you know, I wouldn't lay that blame on Cravon.
See, now that's Vic. See, that's what you do. And I don't recall John Fox's specific answer. I just remember at the time thinking, why can't you just explain what happened? Explain if somebody's out of position, if somebody was supposed to help on the play. Just say that. Is anybody going to lose a job over it? No, you just say, look, he's young and he's learning, and here's what we wanted him to do.
And I always
or
wondered,
I take responsibility for it. Something, it's not that hard, and it does go at least some distance. I don't think it alleviates everything, but it goes some distance for people, for fans who are wondering what in the hell's going on and why are you so bad and why can't this team be a little bit better. It alleviates some of it. Again, not all of it, but at least explanations help a bit.
And I continue to wonder if that kind of candor from Fangio isn't what part of the friction
Maybe.
Might be.
That's, I mean, it's possible, but guess what? But for us, how much more enjoyable for fans too? How much more enjoyable is that? Don't you like to hear that? That's an explanation. That is a true explanation of what happened on that play.
And it builds trust. It does.
Here are all the things that broke down. Here's what we did wrong. Ultimately, it is my fault, though. That's my call.
We'd run the particular coverage a couple other times. Been successful. Actually, we had a decent day on third down against the Pack. You know, it's a coverage that we've played before. You know, like I said yesterday, they just made a really good play.
Actually, two guys that were involved, we could have played a little bit better, but those two are pretty significant and have done it many times for many years together. They executed a play, and then they won the game.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Big Cat Williams, and this time
But you know
right.
what? And here's the thing. You are right. Big Cat After is coming three. Up this time because yes. you can read.
Thank you.
But
jerk.
Well, you misread it the last time.
Sorry.
It clearly says 3 o'clock.
I'm sorry. I misread it. My eyes are going. I'm old.
Wear glasses.
No.
Why?
Because then I'm like you, and I'm constantly,
so?
Constantly
I'm not,
adjusting
I am
them.
Not, like, I have not adjusted my glasses
kind of
once
like
because they...
fetishize
nope,
it.
They fit yeah, perfectly. Like, so they're great.
Glasses are one thing. When they become a complete like personality affect, that's what I don't need.
You know what? If that's see, the worst see, thing see, about your personality, see, Dan, yeah. no, think about this. If that's the worst thing about your personality, it's an improvement because you are just a miserable human being.
He's Chris Ranji. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have
I like
the score.
You.
25 years of Terry Morse.
Real band.
Terry's final show on the score.
Just tired of you, dumbass.
Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1. Do not miss this historic score special.
Hello, fitness friend.
Live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, featuring a list of incredible special guests. Want to be there in person? You can win tickets to this private show. So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. The Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Popular music. One year ago, 2015.
Number 3.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Get down, it's too late to say sorry now.
Number 1 song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome!
We're gonna make you laugh. We're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrity.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's 249, Chris Ranji and Dan Bernstein with you until 5:30 today, and then DePaul will take on the number one college basketball team in the nation, Villanova. That comes your way at 5:30.
I believe it's Villanova.
I'm getting a ska vibe from Shane Reardon today. I've noticed this is, I want to see how deep the cuts go. If we get into some specials or some English beat or
it's pretty
selector.
Surface for me.
Okay. All right. And what was, there was a ska revival that was Sublime. Right?
Mighty Boss Tones. Mighty Boss Tones? No, isn't that ska?
Yeah, that was like the neo ska kind of thing. It wasn't the real stuff. Like the specials were the stuff.
Whatever.
Just dismiss.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know who. I know Sublime.
Ska was a precursor to reggae.
Well, I know what ska is, Dan. Okay. I'm just saying I don't know what the specials are. I don't know who they
Seriously?
Are.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't think it's not one of those. Well, maybe if I heard something, then I would say, oh yeah, I
Message
I know that.
To You, Rudy, Nightclub, Monkey Man.
No, I don't need titles.
Jungle.
I need to hear it. I need to hear the music.
Okay, I'm sure we could find some for you.
I mean, it's not that important.
They're great. They came along at about the same time as English Beat did. And there is one spectacular album called Special Beat, where it was members of the Specials and members of the Specials and members of English Beat together doing songs by both bands live. It was terrific. I found it in a bargain bin somewhere off of Clark Street. In like 96 or something like that. And then my apartment got broken into, and it was one of the things that got stolen. It was one of the weirdest things in the world. At my apartment at Clark and Deming, I got home one day, and I didn't know that my apartment had been broken into until like, wait a second. My cordless phone is gone. There are a bunch of CDs that are gone. And
but they left the ska collection.
No, and my Yankees hat was gone. What kind of burglary is this? And nothing else. Like my old crappy computer was there. I didn't really own anything of value, which is the secret. You don't worry about being burglarized if you don't own anything valuable. So like, okay, they took a couple of CDs, and the hardest thing to do is just, call the landlord, and get the screen repaired. But they'd gone right in the front window where I left it open on a summer day, and it was literally an old bad cordless phone that I think I took out of my parents' house. They didn't even know, and because I guess I just took that, and it was, and so I remember at the time I came to work and I described what was stolen, and Jonathan Hood said to me, he goes, well, LL Cool J apparently burglarized your home. Took music and a fitted Yankee hat. It's like
were you wearing a Yankee hat in the Vin Scully pick that you had? Or was that a Sox hat?
No, that's a Sox hat. That is the Sox 1930.
You had it on backwards too.
Yeah, I know.
Loser.
And I look at the big, all the dark hair.
Actually, I kind of like the idea of you showing up to work in a backwards hat. Just you. It's not anybody else would look fine and normal, but not you.
I used to wear baseball hats every single day. All the time.
I do to work here. Mostly because it saves me like 3 minutes.
I don't know why I stopped, but we were the guys in college that had the hat wall in our off-campus apartment. I mean, you still live that life with, living with men.
I don't know what that means.
But we had, the three of us, You know, we all played baseball. Like, look how many baseball hats we have. Oh, we had to put them in. So let's do a whole wall of nothing but baseball hats.
Oh, yeah. That was a standard thing.
It was.
My friend's dad, when I was growing up, had it well, in his basement, but they weren't like hats that he would put on. They were for decoration. So he,
okay,
like all 30 MLB teams, he had hats across the top. But that was kind of a neat thing. I liked it.
It's better than the pyramid, right?
Oh, well, I still have one of those.
You still have your pyramid? Yeah.
This texter says, stop talking ska.
Yeah, but
the very next text says, talk more ska. Wait, do we have to retire that?
I don't think so.
You can keep it.
That's probably, I don't know, all of this intellectual property stuff, it's been so weird trying to figure out what is and what isn't and what you can evolve into something else. And what
I'll help you with it. Don't worry.
Thank you.
I got you covered, pal.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
See, Matt looks fine with a backwards hat. It looks fine.
This one in particular looks exceptionally fine on
me. Yeah, the American Needle. American Needle hats are good.
And it's difficult to pull off with an adjustable hat, too. Yet you're
correct.
Right.
These are really nice hats, though, that they sell.
Yeah, they are.
American Needle, yeah, they do a pretty good job. Yeah,
it's my favorite hat I've ever had in my life. I'm 43, and this year got my most favorite hat ever from American Needle.
It is that one you're wearing right now?
No, the red one that looks
the red one that says in white letters says American Needle on it. Oh. And from a distance, Ron,
looks like
everyone thinks I'm wearing Make America Great Again.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And I get dirty looks from like old people in the grocery store or just walking to the mall until they get close enough to read it. And then they get embarrassed. You can see their face change.
The best is that you put it on your kid.
Yeah, Hank wears it around.
Why don't you get him an actual MAGA hat? Yeah, why not? You can just buy one. Get him. Yeah. Put your kid in an actual.
You know, I will. It's just I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that job offer still. There's got to be a place for me in this guy's administration.
I know. Director.
Secretary
of
what?
Did you say director of
beverage and entertainment?
Beverages and entertainment.
Well, that would. Wait, for the country?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you would.
Think of the happy hours I'll put together.
But you can't dictate happy hours for every bar in the
why not
in the country.
Sure, I can. How are you going to do that? If he's the president, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, that's true.
Think about the average quality of hors d'oeuvres.
I think you should lobby for the state run media job.
No, I don't want that.
Whenever you have state run television,
think of all like the state dinners he'll have and how much better they'll be with me there.
Maddie, we have people coming. Who is it? I don't know. Some of the Arabs or something. I got you. We're good, boss.
That's it, boss.
Leave it to me.
I always refer to him as boss.
Yeah. Is that how you call? So you call Dan boss?
No. Hey, did you even open the card I gave you or no?
Yes, it was a Hanukkah card.
Nothing.
I said thank you.
Nothing from the inside.
It was funny.
No comments.
I thought it was funny. What do you want me to do with the card?
Do you have the card here?
Ryan,
Dan, by the way, happy Hanukkah, by the way. I forgot.
Oh, thank you so much. It's
and
such
all our
a,
Jewish friends.
It's such a major holiday.
Ron, you would really appreciate that card.
Is it? Well, it has to be a major holiday. It goes on forever.
It's not. It's a minor holiday that's been inflated into something just because of when
so
it occurs on the calendar.
An eight-day holiday is minor? Nothing that lasts for a week.
It's a minor military.
Hey, Ryan, when you know the gifts that are given, it's a minor holiday.
If you're tops and things like that.
You get one nice gift, and then you just start wrapping stuff, and you call it a gift.
Like stuff that's already in the house?
I told you what my parents, when I was in high school, they would get my old, disgusting, dirty high tops, put them in a shoebox, wrap them up, and say, happy Hanukkah. And I opened
to
it up,
be
like,
funny?
These are the shoes I just took off.
Are those to be funny?
Yeah.
But that's really funny.
But now I'm
but
old.
So does that count?
I guess. Now, I like getting underpants and socks. As a kid, you hated getting underpants and socks. But, you know,
but now you like
when
it,
you're
right.
old, you blow through underpants like you wouldn't believe. You're throwing out a pair a month, you know?
Just so.
Trust me.
Well, nothing's happened.
You get to my age, you know, it's another fallen soldier. You salute to the Viking funeral. You light it on fire, you know? But you say, hey, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your service.
And it's because the older you get, you lose control of stuff.
Hey.
Where are you going, Dan? I got to go clean up. Something happened?
Aisle
well,
six.
I don't know.
Hey, you know, you know that. You know the pairs that have been good to you. The ones you say, boy, you're still hanging in there, the old vet. Thank you for all that you've done protecting my pants from my ass. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Dan Burstein. Big Cat's next on The Score.
LawrenceHomes.com is presented by Knaus. This is it, the spectacular year-end certified pre-owned BMW event. Start your shopping. Knaus BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be